But do not imagine that you still have the knowledge. He said that all that you have learned so far is ignorance. I told you I am going to tell a story of ignorance, liberation and perfection. Right? So now the question is, what is ignorance? And I am now telling you first answer which is given here. This is the first time that Anag learned that even if you have read so much, even if you know so much, you are still ignorant. Why? Because so long as you have sorrow in your heart, you are still in ignorance. This is the mark. So long as you have sorrow in the heart, remember, you do not have the knowledge. So Anag wrote to his sister, our grandfather told me this short story when I was leaving. And he said, my child, you will learn a lot when you go out. But remember, do not think as yet that we are free from ignorance. Remember that you have knowledge only when there is no shadow of sorrow in your heart. He said, everyone in the world around, excepting a few people, they have some kind of sorrow in their heart. Everyone feels, oh, I have not yet done what I should have done. Oh, there is still something remaining to be done. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, he succeeded, I failed. What should I do? I don't know where to turn. Everyone is in this world in some kind of a pain, some kind of a sorrow. Sorrow comes from ignorance. Therefore, until you gain a state where there is no sorrow, remember, you have no knowledge. You may have information. Now we explain further. The grandfather explained. You may have information. You may have ideas. But you have no knowledge. You may have information. You may have ideas. But you may not have still the knowledge. Then he says, I wanted to ask the grandfather, what is information, what is ideas, what is knowledge? But I had no time. I could not ask him this question. When you get time with the grandfather, please ask him and write to me. What he has to say, what is information, what is ideas, what is knowledge. He said, I am now full of this question in my mind and I will post this letter as soon as I reach the station, next station. And my address in Bombay is the following. And ask the grandfather and send me the reply as soon as possible. So he finished his letter. In the meantime, I will ask you also to think about this. What is information? What is ideas? And what is knowledge? We shall discuss this question tomorrow because let us see, Shweta receives the letter. She will ask the grandfather and maybe she will be able to answer the question. Then we shall see what answer is received. Till that time, keep this question in your own mind. What is information? What is ideas? And what is knowledge? But in his mind, now he began to think. What is ignorance? And his grandfather had told him the story of Sanat Kumar, who told his pupil Narad, "So long as there is sorrow in the heart, you do not have the knowledge. You have ignorance." It's a very big question. What is ignorance? Fine. In the meantime, now, he turned to his friend who was sitting by his side. And he was still writing on and on and on. And then he asked him, "Why are you writing so much?" So he said, "Look, I am the editor of a big journal called," what was the name of his journal?
Creativity.
Creativity. Right? Creativity. So he said, "What is creativity? What is creativity?"
To create.
And? Yes?
To create something.
To create something, yes. But what is the meaning of create something? Yes?
To make something.
To make something, yes. Yes? No? Yes?
Many ideas.
Many ideas?
To do something?
To do something?
To make something you built up, to make something you invented?
Good, you have two words you have spoken. First word is not correct, second word is correct. Yes?
No.
Yes?
To make something come true?
There is a difference between productivity and creativity. Right? There are two words. You produce something and you create something. Is there a difference between the two? Yes? Yes? Huh? To prepare something. To prepare is only preparing for creation. It is only an effort, but not creativity. It may be creativity, but not necessarily. What is creativity? Yes?
To make something new.
Good. To make something new. Yes?
To make up or form.
To?
Make up or form.
To make up or form. Form. This is the important word. To form. Good. This is a very nice word. To form. You can produce, but to make a form, that is important. I can produce a chair, it is production of a chair, but if I give a form to the chair, then that is creativity, that is creation, to give a form. Form is important for creativity. Whenever you can give a form, when you can make an image, yes?
I think creativity is a way of doing things.
Pardon?
I think creativity is a way of doing things.
Is a way of?
The way of doing things.
Of doing, yes. Yes, it is way of doing. It's not only manufacturing, it's a way of doing. Yes, good. Yes.
Creating new things.
Create new things, yes, it should be new. But new with a new form, that is important. The form is an important word. Right? So let us see. Anyway, he said, "I am the editor of creativity and I have to write a lot every day. I have to write letters, I have to write articles, I have to make comments, I have to make criticisms. So I have to write a lot." So he said, "How can you do so much of work? You don't get tired." He said, "Yes. It requires a lot of labor, but you have to be practicing all the time. When you practice a lot, then you don't get tired so soon." He said, "You should have a real ambition to do something in the world, to become great." These again new words have come in his mind. the ambition, it should be great. I write on these two words because they are very important words.